Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 7.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, Anna is at a cake shop with Sakura. Now let's listen to the skit for Lesson 7.
Today's key sentence is...
シュークリームはありますか?
シュークリームはありますか? Literally, are there cream puffs? Do you have cream puffs?
ケーキがいっぱいありますね。すみません。シュークリームはありますか?
はい、こちらです。
シュークリームを2つください。
Now let me explain about the skit. When she entered the shop, Anna said,
ケーキがいっぱいありますね。
There are lots of cakes.
ケーキ。
Is cakes. It's a loan word from cake in English.
な
is a particle that comes after a noun and indicates the subject of a sentence. Here, it indicates that cakes are the subject.
いっぱい
is lots of.
あります
is there are. It's a verb indicating that some things are there.
ね
is a particle we use when we want to express a moderate emotion. Next, Sakura asks the clerk.
すみません、シュークリームはありますか?
Excuse me, are there cream puffs? Or, do you have cream puffs?
すみません
means excuse me. We use it to call out to somebody. When you've lost your way, you can say,すみません to somebody who happens to pass by and ask the person the way.
By the way, you can also use すみません when you want to say, I'm sorry, right?
That's right.
シュークリーム
is a cream puff, a kind of Western confectionery in the shape of small puffs made with thin dough and filled with cream. The word comes from a French phrase, シュー à la crème. In Japanese, we call itシュークリーム.
Now, this can be a little bit misleading in English because シュー sounds kind of like footwear, right? But mind you, シュークリーム is not cream for shoes or shoe polish, so you want to be careful when you remember this.
That's right. Now, let's go back to the skit.
わ
The わ after シュークリーム is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
ありますか?
consists of あります, there are, and
か,
a particle that makes a sentence into a question. Remember, you say it with a rising intonation. The clerk answers,
はい, こちらです.
Yes, this way.
はい,
is yes.
こちら,
as we've learned, is a polite way of indicating the direction toward the speaker.
です.
is a polite word that ends a sentence. Sakura places an order.
シュークリームを2つください。
Two cream puffs, please, or I would like to have two cream puffs. シュークリーム is cream puffs.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
2つ
is two pieces. It consists of the word for two and
つ
is a counter for things like cakes.
ください
is please or I would like to have.
So in a previous lesson, we learned that the number two is ni. Why do we have to say futatsu here?
Well, if followed by the counter tsu, the way we count numbers from 1 to 10 changes. That's a remnant of the old way of counting numbers in Japanese. In the past, 1, 2, 3 were
he, who, me.
We still use the old way to count things such as ages and dates. We count things from 1 to 10 like this. 1.
一つ
2.
二つ
3.
三つ
4.
四つ
Five.
五つ
Six.
六つ
Seven.
七つ
Eight.
八つ
Nine.
九つ
Ten.
と
Seven seems fairly simple. It doesn't really change. It is nana for seven and nanatsu with tsu. But except for that, they all seem to change completely the numbers from one to ten if it's followed by a tsu. Ten is unique. It doesn't take tsu and is pronounced as to.
Please listen to the reading and practice too.
一つ、二つ、三つ、四つ、五つ。6つ、7つ、8つ、9つ、と。
All right, let's listen to the skit for lesson 7 again.
いらっしゃいませ。ケーキがいっぱいありますね。
すみません、シュークリームはありますか？
はい、こちらです。
シュークリームを2つください。
Now our corner for Teacher's Teacher. This program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
So Michelle, how do we use the verb arimasu? There is or there are.
Well, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Well, she says,
あります。
There is or there are belongs to what we call stative verbs, the verbs that describe the states in which people or things are. あります takes が as the particle that indicates the subject. Essentially, we use が when we introduce a person or thing into a conversation for the first time. That's why when Anna entered the cake shop, she said,
ケーキがいっぱいありますね。
Oh, there are lots of cakes. Here, cakes are the subject, and she mentioned them for the first time here. Then, Sakura says,
シュークリームはありますか?
Using the topic marker, wa. Here, Sakura is in a cake shop and sees various kinds of cakes. So, she wants to know if, among all those cakes, there are any cream puffs. So,She uses cream puffs as the topic and wa as the topic marker.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, our corner for sound words.
Pak pak.
Pak pak imitates a person eating something with a huge appetite.The following word also describes the way a person is eating.
Mogu mogu.
Mogu mogu?
Yes, mogu mogu describes a person biting some food without opening his or her mouth.
We end today's episode with another tweet from Anna in Anna's Tweets.
今日は
ください is a useful expression. If I point to something I want to buy and say, これをください This one please, I can buy it, even if I don't know its name. Did you enjoy Lesson 7?
Next time, let's take a look at how Anna is doing in class. Join us again.
さようなら。